Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow, 13:28. Johannesburg, 11:27. Polokwane, 14:26.
In the traffic this afternoon, two crashes in Midrand, northbound and southbound, both between Allendale and New Road. Southbound is queuing from Samrand at the moment. Northbound, the Mike 1, the N3 and the N1 Western Bypass, all queuing heavily into the Buccleuch interchange.
In your sport headlines, Bafana Bafana captain Ronwin Williams nominated for a FIFA World 11 award, and former SA cricketers arrested for 2016 match-fixing saga.
The Mbabane High Court in Eswatini has granted Siyabonga and Malusi Ndimande an opportunity to appeal their extradition application to South Africa. They're accused of the murder of rapper Kenan, aka Forbes, and his friend Tebelo Tibs Motswane. Justice Hlatswayo says he will not be entertaining any further postponements in the matter.
It is now a known fact that those accused are not coming through because their appeal was successful. So I cannot, at this point in time, entertain a further application for postponement for outstanding accused.
And in Mpumalanga, police are monitoring the situation in Delmas following the torching of two foreign-owned spaza shops last night. Community members went on a rampage after the death of a six-year-old boy who died in a suspected food poisoning case after eating biscuits allegedly bought from a spaza shop. Police spokesperson Manguseni Nkosi says two suspects have since been arrested.
Community members went on rampage and torched two shops in the area. The provincial commissioner have also beefed out police personnel within the area to monitor the situation. Currently, the situation is under control, and two suspects aged 13 have been arrested and are expected to appear in Delmas Magistrate Court on Monday.
Moving to Northwest, community leader Johannes Klankashe says the government has failed in its rescue plan and says the community should be given space to rescue the illegal miners still underground. He believes that police are coaching suspected illegal miners who've emerged from various shafts in Stilfontein Mine on what to say to the media.
But those ones that they resurface at night, they call media around 11 o'clock to tell those people what they must say in the media. We are not defending anyone here. What we are doing here, we are fighting for the souls. Those souls that are underneath, those souls that are trapped. We respect the police, we respect their work. Criminals must belong to jail. But please, let's save those lives, Mr. Minister.
And international news on everyone's lips. The British Parliament just voted in favour of a bill that will allow assisted death to terminally ill. Some of the MPs spoke to the BBC shortly afterwards. Here's one of them.
For me, it's incredibly important that we recognise people can vote different ways and actually have good reasons for why they've done that. I don't think we do that enough in Parliament personally, but it has also raised some very important policy questions, and I'm chair of the Health and Social Care Committee. I'm very keen that, you know, all parts of Parliament engage with this in its fullest sense.
I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 6.
Baie dankie Marlene, ons het 'n boodskap ingekry van Juanita oor hierdie liedjie en nou gaan ons hom speel.
Almal dink hy dans, almal dink hy's goed. Kyk net hoe mooi hy mire in sy broek.